And how long did you live in this house?
Till I guess from about 3 years old till I was about 11.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved into a newer house, brick. By that time they were doing more of those for mm-hmm. for middle income, and it didn't really have very much more room. I believe it had an extra bedroom,
mm-hmm.
and still you had sleeping porches in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all the houses,
mm-hmm.
older houses, had sleeping
mm-hmm.
porches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, now the living room. Now one of those doors opened into it that came off from the
yes.
front porch.
Mm-hmm. Yes. One into the living room on the left side and one into a bedroom on the right hand side.
Oh yeah.
That's the way they were.
Mm-hmm. And then the kitchen and then there was let's see, two more bedrooms and a dining room and a kitchen.
Let's see.
One, two, three, four. One more bedroom, I guess.
Yeah, the bedroom that you went into.
Yeah.
Then one right directly behind it.
Mm-hmm. And then one right behind that.
No other bedroom. There's just the two.
Yeah.
Then right behind that, you went into the kitchen.
Oh, right behind that bedroom.
Uh-huh, to the left, you see. You went into the kitchen. You had three rooms on one side, two on the other.
Yeah, because they were bigger rooms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then from the kitchen, you went into the bed to the sleeping porch.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
where it went.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, did they call that the living room in?
In those days, no, we mostly called it a parlor.
That's what I was curious
yeah,
about.
Yeah, I can remember very early in life they called it a parlor. I don't think in that house we ever called it anything else.
Except
then after you left there, evidently we were coming into, as you know, dens now.
Yeah.
You know, you never heard of those, not even
not
when my children were small.
Yeah, that's a very curious thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of
the words start changing far. And
yeah.
I notice now my grandchildren say family room.
Oh, that's true.
They don't say den so much. They say family room.
Yeah.
And I have friends who live in Florida, and they call them Florida rooms. And she says that this is the same thing that we call dens or whatever
mm-hmm.
up here.
Well, the parlor, was there... There would just be one room.
You had the most uncomfortable sofa in there, of course. Now, this sounds like Victorian stuff, but they were still doing those. They see, I think it was probably held over from my mother's day.
Uh-huh.
When, in Tennessee, you had a parlor.
Yeah.
And you had parties that lasted all night.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
they couldn't go home. They had mm-hmm. to, you know, she still was, well, you know what heritage, hermitage is over there.
Oh, sure.
Well, they still, that's what they had used
yeah.
that for.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was held over, and she was sort of reaching for that
mm-hmm.
to have this
yeah.
one room
to have that, one
that you didn't idea. Have to touch, and also this was for company. You see,
uh-huh.
company was
that's
a big
true.
Thing. You
yeah,
came
oh,
there.
Yeah, company was still yeah even then.
Still a big thing. If someone came to visit, that's where you sat.
Mm-hmm. Within,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless it was a neighbor, and the neighbor wouldn't mind sitting in the dining room. I had to do studies lots of times with the neighbor sitting there till 9 or 10 o'clock at night. You know, visiting.
Yeah. Well, did people ever have have you ever heard of a room in a house called the big house? That they called a room like a living room, referred to as a big house?
No.
And now the parlor, they would just always have just one room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just usually one room that you sort of dumb like we have up here. I've always thought they're such a waste. Now, we use ours a lot because we are still a big family. I have a big
yeah.
family and we still have, but we use ours.
Your living room is beautiful.
Thank you. We use it a lot because if the fellows have television on back here, we can go up there and visit. And we do it quite a bit. Or the kids come home, they like to read. And when my
mm-hmm.
old daughter-in-law was home, we set her up in office in there
mm-hmm.
because she was doing a lot of writing.
That's
so it,
yeah.
And that's handy. I like to sit out there
yeah.
and read in the mornings.
Yeah.
And
really nice.
So, but it, I mean, this that I think it still carries over.
Mm-hmm.
The women
mm-hmm.
just like to have something they feel like is going to stay in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't have to pick up every day. Yeah, I think that's probably true.
But we brought our kids up in about the same similar circumstances, except for a newer house,
mm-hmm.
as we were brought up. Because,
mm-hmm.
of course, as you can see, we had the same background.
Mm-hmm.
And we only had a two-bedroom home,
mm-hmm.
but we were a large bedroom for our sons, and we had four sons. So
oh,
they had,
four sons.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
And they sat, they had double bunks. So
mm-hmm.
it made them real well fitted for college life, army life,
mm-hmm.
married life.
Well, we did the same thing, too.
Uh-huh.
I grew up, two of us, we had a
mm-hmm.
two-bedroom house,
mm-hmm.
and it was a brother, but I never thought anything then.
No.
It was strange that
no, well, that's the way we were.
Same, you know, we had